stuff. Pierman?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you rubbing your chest like you're going to cry? What are you, a baby?
Oh, no. I just had like
can't hear anymore.
Oh, yeah. We did make him deaf before the show.
I'll never forgive you, Max.
Yeah, that's...
Don't think I won't.
I was making sure... He was like, where's my headphone volume? I turned it up a bit much, and he wasn't appreciative of it.
Yeah, no. Not a little bit.
That's what you sound like right now.
What you sound like right now.
I can't...
A crying baby.
Sound is a little weird right now for me.
You mean to turn it up more?
No, don't.
I can help you. Don't worry.
I'm fine. I think...
Oh, okay.
Okay, thanks, Max. Don't help me, Max. Keep your hand away from the volume. I'll be good.
I don't trust that for some reason.
So, anyways, what were you about to ask me again, Ryan?
Why are you rubbing your chest like you're all sad? Like you're like, oh, my heart hurts. Well, that's what you sound right
partially
now.
Because my chest does kind of hurt, just a little bit. But, yeah, I am a little upset. Last episode.
Off the rails. Finally. God, the show has been kicking it for too long. Two-year-old show, kind of.
I think this is like one of the few two-year-old shows that... We have that all of us have done, because Sports Spotlight was last year, but that was Jackson.
Yeah.
And obviously School Talk.
Yeah, that's a legacy show, I guess. But, because I was thinking Sports Spotlight, but no, that is Jackson. And, I mean, we don't have Cooper anymore, but who needs Cooper? He quit. He quit on us, that monster.
He's in graphic design.
How dare he have other passions?
What a guy.
He could have used his graphic design ability to help us this year with imaging for...
He could have.
...for Audio Boom, but he decided not to.
So we have AI for that instead.
Yes. Speaking of which, our AI final project is out on Audio Boom, Spotify, and all that stuff. The Talk Zone, a final project by Off the Rails. It was fun. It was a mess. Everything it should have been. And we got away with only having it be like 8 minutes long instead of 20 minutes.
I figured out why Pierman has pain in his chest. He's still recovering from that bear attack.
You're right. That bear was pretty violent.
You know, it's been tough not being able to walk anymore now that I managed to break both of my legs.
Yeah.
And after my severe third degree burns, it has been nice being able to be back on air.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're confused of any of those references met, you should probably listen to the episode on... Audio Boom or Spotify or Amazon Podcasts.
Just go listen to it. Go find it.
Or
find
like it. The fifth party podcast website that only you listen to. Shmoople. We support you.
Listen to it on Shmoople, whatever.
Shmoople?
Shmoople. That sounds like a music platform.
Maybe. Sounds more like a weird applesauce brand.
Shmoople applesauce?
Yeah. That seems like good applesauce.
That would seem like great applesauce, actually.
I found our next underwriter for the marathon, Shmoople applesauce.
Absolutely.
The only applesauce for you.
Too bad. It's all over. It's all over. Pierman?
It's Jover?
It's Jover. You're taking the torch from me and Max.
We need to give him a test. We don't just hand stuff over.
You're right.
You need to prove to us that you are going to be capable.
That you're next year ready. Test.
I didn't study. Wait, hold on. Okay. Gotta get ready.
All right. Hit him, Max.
Are you prepared to be able to do this and toe the line each and every single week?
Uh-huh.
How?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be working alone or with other people?
Maybe with other people.
That's not the right answer. You need to work with other people. Do you know how the show was started?
Not one bit.
I don't know either. Uneducated. Basically, what happened was we were sitting in studio one day and talking. We were like, we should make it a show. So we did.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Chris button?
The what?
The Chris button.
Not a clue.
He's not been paying attention. What is the transition noise?
The gong.
There we go. You're 1 for 5 right now.
You're doing great.
I can do this.
I don't know, Ryan. Do you have any questions for him?
What is the requirement for your guests, i.e., the show was originated by Max and Cooper specifically, and I was kind of tagged on. Why was I tagged on?
Goofy and funny.
Yes. Say it again.
Goofy and funny.
Who is?
You.
Who's you?
Ryan Smith.
Thank you. Thanks. I need to hear that. What was my first show called?
What was your first show called? Was it Shocto?
No.
No, last year. You should have been here.
No one told me.
Yes, they did.
No,
we talked
about
it before.
Mm-mm.
They had the 45-minute music band.
Oh, no, you didn't.
The music was too loud for our voices. What was it called?
Salt and Pepper Diner?
Correct.
Yes!
There we go.
What was my specialty music show called?
Your specialty music show? Not a clue.
Salt and Pepper Jukebox.
Oh, I was never told that one.
Because you played like the same five songs.
Yes, I played 40s music. And they all sounded the same.
Yes.
What was Max's first show?
What was Max's first show? Was it the Sports Spotlight?
No, I don't remember.
Exactly, I don't remember either.
Okay.
I really don't remember. Max, what was your first show?
I don't know. I've been on too many. I think I was on Stick in the News first. It could have been wrong. What's that show? What's Stick in the News?
It's a news show.
False, it's On the Fly now because you stole that.
Yes.
Correct. What? Who is the golden child of first-year radio?
Golden child of first-year radio? Elaborate.
Who is the one that we pray to every night?
The one you pray to every night? God? I don't know. I don't know. What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Luke Jones was the correct answer.
Good point. I think we need to find a new host for Off the Rails. I don't think he gets it.
I think you need to find
what
some new
college are you going to?
What college? I've not been accepted to any. I've not sent out an acceptance letter to any. So, I don't know yet.
I think he's failing right now. He needs to go to Ball State.
I'm trying.
Who's the mascot of Off the Rails?
A train?
No.
Is it Max?
No.
Is it you?
No.
Who is it?
It's a Star Wars character.
It's a Star Wars... Oh, what's his name? I can see him. It's Life Slug Reacts. Oh, what's his name? Oh.
You should know this.
I should. It's not Carl, is it?
Correct answer was Claude.
Claude the Slug.
Claude the Slug.
I'm really worried that he's going to tarnish our legacy, Ryan. Watch him get awards now.
Yeah, watch him actually be successful.
Then that's going to for sure tarnish our legacy.
Yeah, we're the non-award winning show, even though all three of us stand today with outstanding broadcaster awards.
Yes.
Max is special. He got outstanding senior or whatever. Just whatever, Max. It's fine. He gets a gold plaque.
Why don't you know what the Chris button was?
Yeah,
why don't you know?
I don't think anyone told me about the Chris button.
We're going to show you right now. You're going to hear it, listening audience.
Sorry, excuse me. That would be the Chris button. Do you know the context behind it?
Not a clue.
Julie was off-mic'd for an episode while on, possibly one of her best unrecorded episodes ever, and was unable to talk. So every time they needed to talk, I would fill them in with a rooster sound effect.
And that's why we were banned from using the board for about a month.
Yes, because we were very annoying. We were very annoying with it.
Dang, why didn't no one tell me about that?
We have. Well, Pyramid.
2 out of 5.
Listen, okay? Because we are disappointing and he disappointed us, I think we can finally announce that Pyramid will be the next Off the Rails host.
Thank God. Or whatever he wants to do. It doesn't really need to be that. But congratulations, Pyramid. You need the right song. You need the proper song that represents Off the Rails and all that is right in the world. I would do this much faster if I actually typed it, but I'm not going to.
Are you just clicking the letters?
Congratulations, Pyramid! You have been honored king of Off the Rails or whatever else you seem to want to do. The torch is yours. The crown is yours.
What can I say? I'm just that good.
King Pyramid.
King Pyramid.
The Kingpin.
We hope to see your legacy continue strong and great. If you fail to be as funny as us, as entertaining as us, or even as hot as us, we will find you. And we're going to hurt you in ways you've never felt before.
We will call into the show and tell you that you're
not doing good.
Doing good.
Well, if I answered the phone during the show, that would be bad, wouldn't it?
But if you know it's us...
It's a test.
It's a test. You're right, it's a test.
Unless
he passed that test.
You're right.
I would know it would be...
Unless I text you saying I want to call in.
Okay.
You can call us with the big white station phone, too.
Yes. The comically large white station phone.
The comically large phone.
Yes.
I'll call in with that, yeah. You can do that.
Good job, Pyramid. You did it. You are now God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will graciously take upon
this. I was waiting for
you
to say thank you. That's why I didn't say anything.
I will take upon this title and use it as I will to cause the next first-year students to worship me.
Good.
Yes.
In all seriousness, Pierman, very happy to have you stay in at the studio, station, whatever. Just kidding.
It took a lot of convincing for us to get him to stay.
Yes, you wanted to do what, automotives or something?
He wanted to be in a career that will help him make cars.
And money.
I thought about cars.
How dare you? You have to do the most boring possible career possible, and that's radio. Least successful career, even though we love it more than our own family.
Dang.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to do next year radio. I'm going to be in the studio. I'm going to be doing that. I don't know where far in the future I will be, though.
Alive and well.
Here's what you need to do, okay? Since we're taking you to a cinematic masterpiece.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, the Mario movie, as a show. Mm-hmm. We're going to make content from there, because of course we will.
Yeah, we're going to bring the Roadcaster. We're going to legally film the entire thing.
Oh, no.
It's all going to be on 1-2-3 Movies. It's going to be awesome. With our live commentary over it the entire time.
What you need to do, okay, is you need to find a cinematic masterpiece next year to bring your replacements to.
Yes.
Okay.
You need to figure it out now.
So
like
that's why
advance.
You're going to need to have you need to make sure you have a junior on the show, even if there's one. And if they don't do a radio show, force them to be on the show so they can continue this legacy.
Yes.
I could do that.
Can you?
Can I?
Yes.
You're questioning me?
Will you?
I am. My abilities?
You can, but will you?
More than likely.
Are you going to stop doing this show immediately when we leave?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe not. What are you going to call it instead? I'll probably keep this. If I do decide to take upon the torch of the show, probably keep the same title.
Different. This isn't a choice. This is a requirement.
We are going to be checking in monthly. If you're not here, we are going to have to like set the station on fire.
Listen, first day of school, when you come here, we're going to tune in because we'll still be on summer break from college. Mm-hmm. And we need you to, on the first day of school, do Off the Rails.
First day of school?
Yes.
What's the first day of school, then?
July something.
Thank you for clarifying.
I believe 28th.
28th?
I believe.
Is that a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Probably going to be like a Wednesday.
Doesn't matter. Well, if it's a Wednesday, it's perfect.
If it's a Wednesday, it makes sense.
And if everyone's wondering why it's a Tuesday Off the Rails, it is because it's my last day, instead of waiting till Wednesday and me not being here.
What? We could have just had you call in during finals.
That would have been pretty funny, actually, if I called in during finals.
I'm here doing finals.
I don't even know what my final is tomorrow. I don't want to know. I think it's fourth period, so that's English. I could probably get there in like 30 minutes. I'll just call in for the rest of the while I'm in the class. I mean,
mine's fifth and sixth period tomorrow, so yours.
I got a final starting at like 2:00 today, and that's my last final for the school year.
And what would it be?
Government.
Ooh. My music theory finals today. I am not ready for it. Actually, I kind of am. It's not that bad.
Bro, it's theoretical.
It's theoretical. I could just say this
isn't
true.
Can you just make that argument? Have you made that argument to your teacher yet?
He would skin me alive, I think. I think he'd actually
skin
me.
See, this is why I can't be in music theory, because I'd be the one that's like, you don't know what you're talking about. It's all a theory. And if I do it wrong, it's because I think it's that way.
Isn't it all based on perception?
Good point.
Mr. Burns, I would like to shout him out, actually, because he's an amazing teacher. He explains music theory in such like a nonchalant way, and followed by the most serious explanation ever.
So he's you.
Yeah, I think it's because he kind of hates music theory, like deep in his heart. There's a hatred for it. That's why he teaches it, because it is important to know. But a lot of it comes from like Western ideals. German and French white guys in the 1700s were like, "This is correct. No other answer is correct." So whenever he explains music theory, he goes, "That's what." Guys in the Germans in the 1700s believed. It's not what you have to believe. And that's very valuable information if you're a musician. The Beatles are good examples of that. They use a lot of Eastern influences. I'm seeing pushpins being aimed at my face, so I should stop.
It's not
talking.
Aimed at you. It's aimed at the ceiling.
Oh, okay. It's going to fall into your eye.
I can't wait.
It's going to fall into your face.
He's going to throw
Where'd
it at me.
Where'd you get this at?
Yeah.
It was just lying here on the floor.
I guess someone picked it out. Throw it into the, if you throw it into the ceiling on air, I think we're going to be framed.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Framed for what?
Oh, there it goes. Onto the corkboard. It goes.
Well timed.
I wanted to go throw it in the ceiling, but then I realized I can't go blind because that's going to make broadcasting a bit difficult.
But
that would
make then you can get an eye patch and you can look like a sick
pirate. That would be cool.
That would be awesome, actually. You should get an eye patch like a Kramer for one episode.
There we go.
It's the new thing, Jerry. Everyone,
how do we know we aren't wearing eye patches right now?
You're right, actually. Let's just say we're wearing eye patches.
We're all Seinfeld.
We're all Cosmo Kramer today.
We're all swashbucklers.
We're all swashbucklers?
Swashbucklers, buccaneers, like, and marauders.
No, we're not.
Someone's been playing too much of the pirate game, which I just forgot what it's called. That was
Assassin's Creed 4?
Yes, that's what I meant.
That one? You mean Sea of Thieves?
Yes, that's what it was.
Dude, I love that game.
Like, seems like a fun one, too. I haven't played it in a long time.
Really fun game.
I don't play video games that much. I was, like, too busy doing sports and stuff.
Well, that's a you issue, Max. Hate to break it to you.
Finally get a summer, guys.
Yeah.
It's
weird. I don't
believe
it.
Get to enjoy
it. All.
Take a few days to sleep until, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I thoroughly believe Max is going to be doing radio as soon as summer starts.
I thought that's what was going to happen, but that didn't end up working out.
How did it not work out?
You wanted
to? That's a
to?
Long discussion. Yes. They never called me back.
Radio 1?
I wasn't going to say that, Brian.
Radio 1. Listen here, Radio 1. I completely understand your decision.
Listen.
I would also not hire Max.
That's just
rude. I want you to go and, like, go to their social media or, like, email them and say specifically.
Thank you for not hiring Max. Hire me instead.
You have made a great decision.
Yeah, you have made possibly the greatest
decision.
Here's
my resume.
Here's all my works. I know I don't do sports, but you're going to love me. I'm great. I don't care that he's won more awards
than
I have.
Listen, here's the thing, okay? We've already established that Ryan is going to be the next voice of SportsLink.
Everyone
at
knows
State.
This. I'm going
to
be the
I
next
want
sport
you to go, like, one. Like we said, we want to switch classes one day.
Yes. I want you
it's
to
just
go
entirely in, switch lives.
You go in NPR or WCRD, and I have to go do SportsLink.
It's going
to
be great. You're good. What would you. So imagine you're interviewing the star quarterback of Ball State, okay?
What's his
they
name?
Have a comment. I don't know.
Okay, even better.
Okay, let's mock up this interview.
His name is Sean. Let's say that.
Hello, Sean. Hi, nice to meet you. Big fan. Quarterback, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm kidding. Just teasing at you. I know you're a quarterback. So what's it like living in Tom Brady's protege? You know, living in the shadow of Tom Brady must be really hard, but, like, I think you really can, you know, be the next Brett Favre. So what's the plan?
I think the plan is to stop this interview right now when we can.
No, I have more questions. So are you thinking, the Packers? What's
get
your
away
next,
from me.
I would play with the Packers if I were you. I'm a big Wisconsin fan. You know, Packers? Am I doing my Wisconsin
Max,
self,
I don't want
know?
To do this anymore.
And just like that, all of the work has been taken away by Ryan.
Yes, I would be great on SportsLink.
Oh, just talk about, like, some random things. Like, hey, so
no.
Quarterback, what'd you have for
no.
lunch today?
Yeah. You need to interview an athlete and ask them questions about the sport they're not doing.
Oh, yeah. What's your opinion on golf, dude?
I mean, it's a fun sport.
Do you
most
play
people,
golf?
Not often.
Why not?
I feel like, okay, if you ever join their comedy troupe, I think you need to interview an athlete for
that.
That
would be good, yes. I would do that.
Because that would make more sense than abusing the...
just being a good terrible person.
Sports. And just like that, SportsLink was no longer on ESPN.
Yeah, whatever.
Ryan's been.
Who needs it? Who needs it?
How upsetting.
I don't care for everything it stands for, how incredible it is for college students to be on the real TV. Who needs it? Let me on SportsLink. Let me do it. Let me add him, boss.
They need to let us do a radio show when we were in Muncie.
Absolutely.
I hope they let me do that because I'm going to be really disappointed if I can't.
Absolutely.
I'll do it anyway.
Mm-hmm. If you guys do that,
it'll be like 3 a.m.
Can I call it?
Yeah, yes. I think so. They have a studio line.
Yeah.
Dude.
Speaking of our studio line, 307-244-9234, call it right now and we won't answer.
Yep. We're doing a show. If you try calling in now, we're going to hang up on you. Also, some more announcements that actually matter. Guess what, Wayne Township? Guess what, Ben Davis? Guess what, high school?
What?
in this area, May 31st is your last day.
Yeah!
Get excited.
That's a Tuesday, I think.
Get pumped. I believe it is a Tuesday. That's incredible. Good job to all the seniors who are getting out of here. You guys are graduating June 5th at 7 p.m. at the State Fairgrounds.
That's
Coliseum.
Very much a Wednesday, actually.
Is, oh, May 31st is a Wednesday?
Yeah, because the 24th plus 7.
Oh, okay.
I did math terribly.
Whatever.
We don't need to know math.
Well, it's going to be a great Wednesday. You guys are getting out of here. And then June 5th.
That's a Monday. I know that.
You're going to be graduating, all you great seniors. A lot of hard work. You can feel it when you enter this school. You can feel it. Also, follow us on Instagram and TikTok. That's at WBDG Indie, except for TikTok, which is at Giant90.9. Also, we have a Twitter, and I have a Twitter, and Max has a Twitter, and Pyramid has a Twitter, and I have an Instagram, and Max has an Instagram, and I have... Follow me on YouTube. Watch Wolf Talk.
Subscribe to this man's channel right here.
Watch Wolf Talk.
So, important question, because people may not know. What was Wolf Talk?
Wolf Talk, well, if you search up at Radio by Ryan, all one thing on YouTube, or you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen it. Wolf Talk was a gift I received from my dear friend Henry Whittle, a sophomore at Avon High School, and it was 60 minutes of wolf noises, one during the day, one during the night, and the video is me and Pierman talking about the incredible tape. Well, it's me talking about the incredible tape while Pierman films me and laughs in the background. But that's okay, though. His value as a cameraman is incredible, and I respect him.
It's astute.
And he also tried to, like, fireman carry you yesterday.
He
and
did.
That one's not getting posted just because.
Is my butt in the shot? Is that why?
I did it, though.
No.
Yeah.
I did it, though.
He did do
I
it.
I picked this man up off
he
the
did
ground.
Pick me up.
I could probably pick you up, Max.
You want to try? Let's do it.
I want to see it.
Right now on air?
Yes, let's do it on
no,
the air. It's my it's our last off the rails. Let's do
this
it.
This room is too small.
It doesn't matter. We will do it
let's
anyway.
Let's do it right now. Take your headphones off. All
oh,
right.
My gosh.
This is our last episode. This is our goodbye. I want to... Obviously... Should I be filming this?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if I have enough time. All right. This is going on Twitter, I guess.
This room is too small.
This is the last episode.
Don't post it on the actual Twitter. Oh, no.
Don't post on the actual Twitter? Great. Well, this will be on my Instagram, most likely. I love this show. This is great. They want me to turn their mics off, but I'm not going to. Fine,
to
I will.
So
okay. I've turned the mics off. Oh, my God. He slammed into my microphone.
So
I will be commentating over this. So, Pyramid is readying up, telling Max to stretch his arms across. Now, Pyramid goes in for the grab. They are matching arms. Here comes the grab.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my.
Didn't work.
There was a very loud yelp, and that was it. That was very underwhelming. Very much like this show, off the rails.
Yeah, no, sorry to say, Max.
Just like off the rails, very disappointing.
What a goodbye. What a great goodbye.
We still got 12 minutes. We're staying on.
You're right.
Yeah,
we're staying until 10?
No.
Yeah,
why not?
We need to get out.
Why not?
I got to get out of here.
What do you
we'll
need
stay on until 55.
We're going to stay until 55. 7 more minutes of nothing.
Of nothing, just
of nothing,
quiet?
Of just quiet. We're going to listen to silence. Okay, dead air is scary, and I don't want to get us in trouble, nor do I want anyone to be bored.
So, the important question, have you made any weather jokes recently?
No, and I'm going to
well, we can't, because it's great weather.
It has been some nice weather
it's
out
been
recently.
Amazing.
Except for Friday. Friday was pretty bad
Ooh.
Weather. I
yeah.
don't know about here in BD or Monrovia, but I know in... my area and in North Salem, very, very, it was downpour, like
yeah,
crazy
yeah.
on Friday. Heavy, heavy bad.
But today, it's so beautiful outside.
Gorgeous out.
Bright blue skies, sun is shining. If you need to go outside, please go outside.
Or don't.
Fly your kites. Actually, it's kind of like not that windy. So
if you have a pool, swim in it.
It's going to be like 80 out today. So yeah, enjoy
it's
your
gonna
day.
It's going to be great like all week, basically 80s throughout the week. Indy 500 is on Sunday. Great weather for that as well.
Going to be sweating profusely.
Yes.
Watching
with
cars.
With 300,000 people.
It's going to be the best.
With them Watch. Going left four times.
Yep.
Dude, nothing better
16,
than that.
Wait.
Do
yes.
math.
1,600 left. No, not 1,600 left
math.
Turns.
Math.
200 laps. 800 left turns.
There we go. Look at that. That fast math. That's why we're in radio and not college professors.
You're telling me, what would we be a college professor of?
I would be a great used car salesman 101 professor.
That's not a professor.
Yes, it
You'd be a great one. Car sales marketing.
Yes,
okay.
I would be great.
Maybe.
What would you be?
Me?
Yeah, yes. If you're a professor, go.
Probably like a physical education.
Yeah, you can't let
Don't
me
give
me
a real career.
Okay, okay, God. Okay, fine. I'll give you a professor of being a goober.
Goober.
Goober professor.
Goobernomics.
Goobernomics.
Yeah.
What about you,
Scoundrel.
Max?
I don't know. Talking too much.
There you go.
And somehow being successful.
Successful.
How to talk so much and be successful.
How to talk so much that you become successful from it.
How to talk so much that people...
How to channel your annoyance into something good. There
yes.
you go. That's beautiful. That is
exactly.
our job here. I'm done. I'm tired of this show. I hate it here.
All right. Since Paraman, okay, we need to play the intro again. Paraman, you're going to start off the rails. You're going to show us how it's going to work next year.
Okay. You're going to be...
Hold on. Let me give you a
Here's a sneak peek before I say my goodbyes, my true goodbyes. All right.
You are now listening to Off the Rails.
Good morning. You're listening to Off the Rails. My name is Samuel Pierman, and I'm here joined alongside Ryan Smith and Maxwell Gilley.
We're not going to be here next year, idiot.
Yeah,
God!
I know. That's a joke.
No!
That's a joke.
We're not going to be here! Sorry.
You were just supposed to not say anything.
Oh,
it would just be...
oh, that would have been pretty funny.
It's like Cooper. Hi, Cooper.
Yeah, hey, Cooper.
Cooper.
Your ghost is still around here somewhere. I'm sorry I never
we'll
got to meet you.
We'll forever miss you. You were a much better co-host than Sam Pearman.
Hey!
No,
no.
I'm excited to see if you do the show or don't do the show. I don't care. All I care about is you doing what you want to do, radio or not. Pierman, very excited to have you be our legacy. You're our son. We gave birth to you through dark magic, kind of like Anakin Skywalker and Emperor Palpatine. We're all shaking hands right now. That's why.
Howard
this
Kalman.
Is really
nice Howard.
Howard. Kalman. Nice
okay,
to
anyway,
you.
I'm going to say my goodbyes and get out of here. And I'm going to get long-winded and awkward and terrible. And now I'm going to mute you guys for it. No, I'm not. Just kidding. Yeah. Thank you, Indy. Thank you, Giant 90.9. Thank you, Mr. Easter. Thank you, Maxwell Gilley. Thank you, Samuel Pierman. Thank you, Trey Hanna, especially. Really big fan of Trey Hanna. I love you guys. You guys have done so much for me. And this station has been kind of like the highlight of the last 2 years of my life because they've been pretty rough at times. And being able to be funny and weird and willingly awkward on air, going from making terrible shows to subpar shows has been great. Shocktoe winning awards is insane. Winning any award is insane. I never really won awards for my work before up until these last 2 years. And especially this year, I've been winning awards outside of radio, and it's been revolutionary. This studio's given me so much... Nerval! I swear to God! This studio has been giving me so much confidence. Nelly's giving me big old thumbs up. You guys are all normal, I swear to God. There's been so many amazing people coming and going out of this place. And so I thought, hey, what's the perfect bow tie to wrap up my legacy here at Giant 90.9? Play sound effect, Pyramid. Make up your mind before I do my last thing.
It's
hold on.
Hurry up, Pyramid.
I was about to. I tried to tell him which one to do. We're off to a great start already.
Come on,
our legacy's going to die.
This sucks. There we go. Explosion.
I had to find it first.
Great. Okay. Well, I'm going to finish out with the song that I first ever played on air, first drop-in of all time. Killing Moon, Echo and the Bunnymen. First song I ever played on air. Last song I'm ever going to play here at Giant 90.9. Hopefully not the last song I ever play on air. This song is great, Donnie Darko, whatever, who cares? What really matters is the time I spent here. I love you, Indy. Keep rocking in the free world. Ryan out. Ha ha.